Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning to you and a very, very happy Tuesday. I am so sure that this week is going to be an amazing week for you. If you joined us yesterday, we started reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 60, and I want to continue on that today. And it's day 30 of our 50 days of blessings. I hope you have been having a beautiful time joining us and hearing the word and being encouraged and inspired. Now, yesterday we read Isaiah chapter 60 from verses 1 to 3. And today I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 4 all the way to verse 7. I read it from the NIV because it's a very simple way of reading it. The text is very simple. So it says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple." What a prophecy. What a prophecy. The Lord is showing his people what is going to happen. But I want you to look at verse 4. I want us to go back to verse 4. It says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you." Remember, we started yesterday, verses 1 to 3, and then we're continuing the same prophecy. So it says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you." This is talking about seeing with the eyes of a prophet, seeing things that be not as though they were, using the eyes of your mind, the eyes of your imagination, to see all that the Lord is talking about and doing for you. And this is a very important principle of scripture. You know, life is spiritual. And one of the things that God's people must learn is how to deal with things spiritually. A lot of times we deal with things naturally, we deal with things, you know, from the realm of the senses, but there's a way to handle life spiritually. And this is a key principle. It says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you." In other words, open your eyes and see. The same instruction was given to Abram in the book of Genesis chapter 13, and I want to read verse 14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Look around from where you are, to the north and the south, to the east and the west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever." Look at that. It says, everything you see, I will give you. In other words, you must see it for it to belong to you. Look as far as you can see. From where you are, look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Everything you see, God says, I will give it to you and your offspring forever. That is a key principle. What you see is what you receive. Let's go on a bit. It says, "I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted." It says, "Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." Now, there's no way. I mean, the Bible tells us that God gave Abraham the whole world. So what Abraham saw actually was the whole world. But even if it were just to be the land of Israel, there's no way one person could walk through the length and breadth of it. He had to have gone through the land in a different way. Is with the eyes of his imagination. Glory to God. Do you know that every one of us has three kinds of eyes, three sets of eyes? We've got the eyes of our spirit, we've got the eyes of our mind or our imagination, and we've got our natural physical eyes that we see, the eyeballs that look here and there. Now, the eyes of the spirit, you can't open those by yourself. The Lord has to open your eyes spiritually. The eyes of your spirit can only be opened by God. And then when it comes to the eyes of your physical eyes, those eyes, they are very limited. When you're looking forward or looking anywhere, you can't see what's behind you. You can't see what's in the next room. But there are the third set of eyes that are very powerful. These are the eyes of your mind, or put simply, your imagination. While your physical eyes can only see what is in front of them, your imagination can travel. Right where you are, if I ask you to see your room at home, see the next building, you can see it with your imagination. So these eyes are unlimited. They can go to the past, they can go to the present, they can go to the future. And you have to learn to use your eyes. So Isaiah chapter 60 says, "Lift up your eyes and look." It says, "See." Then it begins to tell you what to see. In Genesis, God said to Abraham, "Look around you." He didn't say, "Look at where you are." He said, "Look from where you are." And I say the same thing to you today. Don't look at where you are. Don't look at the way things are immediately. No, look from where you are and see what God has made available to you. See what God has given you. It says in Isaiah chapter 60, it says, all assemble and come to you. In other words, see people coming to you. Whether they're, if you're a minister of the gospel, maybe they are souls, maybe they are customers, maybe they are clients. Whoever they are, I say, see, they are coming to you. You have to use the eyes of your imagination to see. Look at verse 5. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. So the vision is coming with emotions. That's how you know when you are really getting into it, when your emotions are involved. You see, it says the wealth on the seas will be brought to you. So you are seeing riches coming to you. And I want you to see that right now. Don't see yourself as a low person, somebody who has no assistance. No, say people are coming to me. They're coming from everywhere. All the people I need are coming to me. All the resources I need are coming to me. The wealth of the rich of the seas are coming to me. It says to you, the riches of the nations will come. And God says, I want you to see this. I want you to use the eyes of your imagination to see. Verse 6 says, herds of camels will cover your land. And imagine yourself, you're just on your own and you are seeing. You are seeing these things. Listen, this is a powerful principle of promotion and advancement. You have to learn how to handle life spiritually. It's not by complaining. It's by applying the principles of the Spirit. See them coming to you. It says, all from Sheba will come bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. In other words, materials are coming to you. The rams of Nebat will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. In other words, God is going to make you a big time giver in the kingdom of God. He's going to bring to you what you will give in the house of God. And through you, he will dress up and adorn his glorious temple. Oh, praise the Lord. Yesterday, I said to you, you are in a season of lifting. You are in a season of rising. You are in a season of promotion. You are in a season of shining. And that's why this scripture is coming to you, to lift your vision, to let you see that life is far more than what you are saying now. Maybe you're somewhere doing something on your own and you're just hearing my voice. The word of God has come to you for a purpose, to take you from where you are to where God has destined for you to be. The Bible says he makes the beggars to sit among princes. He positions them there. And if he can do that, what would he do for the prince? He will take the prince even higher. Glory to God. So it's time for your rising. It's time for your shining. And it's time for you to begin to apply principles, divine principles of the kingdom, using your imagination. Today, don't imagine your rent, you know, being due. Don't imagine, you know, that's something that happens to people. They just worry. The school fees haven't been paid. That's a kind of vision, do you know? That's a kind of vision. But God wants you to see yourself successful, vibrant, attracting wealth, attracting people. That's the way it should be. What else should you see? Isaiah chapter 43. Look at Isaiah 43 from verse 18. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. The Lord wants you to see he is doing a new thing in your life. See it with your eyes of your imagination. See yourself in a new level with new graces, new opportunities. He says, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God wants you to see he's doing a new thing in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What else can we see? Revelation chapter 3 from verse 8. Oh, let me just begin from verse 7. It says, so the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. By the Spirit of God, I prophesy to you today that there is an open door before you. See it. See it and step into it. God has planned a new thing in your life. New access for you. New connections for you. New promotions for you. If you can see it today, if you can see it like God said to Abraham, whatever you see is yours. I want you to say these words after me. Father, I thank you for positioning me for a life of excellence and glory. Today, I look away from the depression, the frustration, the prostration that I might have been facing. I lift up my eyes and I see it's a new day. New things are happening. New doors are open for me. You have set before me an open door. No one can shut it. I see kings coming to the brightness of my rising. This is my season. This is my time. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Now I want you to quickly confirm your attendance at the Night of Blessings. Call on the phone, send us an SMS, and let me know that you are coming. the Night of Blessings, Friday, 12th of September, 2025, at the Tafar Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. It will be a night like no other. We'll share the word of God. We'll impart blessings and grace to lift you into the next season of your life. Make sure you are there. Now stay tuned. Pastor George will give us a few announcements before we round off today. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your word that continues to bless us daily. Today, we declare that we see with the eyes of our spirit all that the Lord has made available to us. We see the open doors before us, and as we take them, we come back with testimonies. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear pastor, Diola Phillips. She said, life is spiritual, and you must learn how to deal with things spiritually and not naturally. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, O God. Father, we declare that this one shall fulfill your plans and purposes in their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit right now. So I pray and I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you receive the Holy Spirit now. It is done unto you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Congratulations. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ. Please reach us because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy this life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. And if you have questions or prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is one night you will never forget because it's a night of transformation. It's a night of the Word of God, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. Now, for your free seat reservations and other information concerning the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say